prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today's a very unique day because on the same day, we're going to have two of our most popular shows back to back. During the first hour, we have Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik. We're going to talk about Brooks Kubik's secret weapon. And also, we rely on our spines. What does that mean? What do you know about your spine and what are you doing to make sure that you're taking good care of it? Then, during the second hour, we'll be joined by Coach Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour, normally on Tuesday, today on Thursday. A couple announcements, first of all. As you know, we have a secret word contest. It actually spans 2 weeks now, not every week. And this secret word contest is for the Hot Logic Mini Portable Automatic Oven, which I'm cooking my lunch in right now as we speak. A beautiful piece of salmon from Alaska, some mushrooms and some green beans that will be ready for me after the show is over. You can win that, not the salmon. You can win that, the oven and the Real Paleo Cookbook from Dr. Lauren Cordain, together. When you hear the secret word, you must email onair@superhumanradio.com and include the secret word in the email, by the way. We've gotten a couple people who've said they did put the word Hot Logic in there. That's not the secret word. That's the prize. So if you have previously emailed on air with the word Hot Logic, you're not in the contest yet. You're getting close, but you're not in there yet. You got to email us with the secret word that can only be heard during the commercial breaks. And, of course, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals and All American EFX Sports, so please check them out at superhumanradio.com.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Hey, Brooks, how you doing?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Wonderful. Am I the first one to ever call you the keeper of the flame of physical culture?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I'm so proud of that. That's my legacy right there.
It's kind of started a trend.
That's awesome.
You know, you see it on the internet and Facebook every once in a while.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of that. I really am. Before we get into our discussion today, how is your training going? I think everybody loves to hear about how your training is going.
Training is going great. As everyone knows, I'm doing all Olympic weightlifting, working out in the garage, and working squat cleans, squat snatches, split jerks, front squats, snatch high pulls, clean high pulls, very little else. In fact, virtually nothing else other than a little bit of gut work and stretching. I should say a lot of stretching. My workouts are very precise and focused and working really, really hard on form and technique in the squat-style lifts. As you know, I've been going back and forth between split style and squat style, and the split style was starting to hurt my leg and my hip.
Really?
Yeah.
When you do a split style, do you do it the same way every time? In other words, the left foot goes forward, the right foot goes back, or do you alternate to kind of balance things out?
I have only been doing my right foot forward, which is the foot that I would put forward if I were doing a lift in competition.
Mm-hmm.
That's my strong foot for leading is the right foot. I know some people suggest that you alternate, left, right, left, right on, from set to set, not rep to rep. That would be confusing, but set to set. And then when you get up to your heavier weights, you start leading with whatever foot is the dominant foot, the natural foot. But I've never at all felt comfortable leading with the left foot. And, it just doesn't work very well even with light weights. I just don't like it. And it throws my timing off. It gets me confused because I go out there to do a heavy weight And I start lifting, and then sort of like, which foot is it? Oh, yeah, right foot, you know, which you don't want to do. So I was doing exclusively the right foot, and it really started, you know, over time, my leg and hip started hurting. And I said, you know, I think it'd probably be a good idea to get back to the squat style of lifting, revisit that. And so I've been doing that, and almost immediately pain went away.
Wow.
Yeah. The interesting thing, Carl, is that the squat style is harder on my shoulders.
Right.
The split style is easier on the shoulders, but harder on the hips.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, you know, you have to kind of balance these things out. It's an example of being older and, you know, having to kind of test things and, you know, be creative and think things through as you go forward.
So you have a secret weapon that we're going to talk about today that enables you to continue to train as hard as you train. And I think a lot of people will be surprised to learn that it's not a supplement. It is not a training apparatus per se, something tangible, but it's something a bit more intangible, correct?
You just nailed it. That's perfectly correct.
Okay, so talk about it.
Okay. So, you know, as everyone knows, I train out in the garage. It's a very Spartan training area. There's nothing else in the garage. We don't have any cars in there, any, you know, automotive supplies. You know, we've got a tool shed where we keep our yard tools and things. The only thing there is stuff that we use to train with. And we've actually been doing some cleaning out and decluttering. I've been giving some of my equipment to one of my sons and selling some other pieces, and you know, I've really pared things down. So what we have is a lifting platform, barbell, squat stands that I can move onto the platform when I want, move them off the platform when I don't want to use them, and that's pretty much it. And that's pretty much all I'm doing.
And really, where the word Spartan comes from, because that's what the Spartans believed in, right? Uncluttered lives.
Yeah.
He who travels the lightest travels the fastest. And they were all about performance in all aspects of life, how you lived, how you fought, how you trained, how you ate, how you slept, everything.
Absolutely. And really, if you think about the whole history of the human race, we have lived relatively possessionless, material-free existences for the vast majority of human history. I mean, you know, it used to be, you could pack everything up and, you know, head on over to the next forest or the next prairie or the next mountaintop.
Right.
Whenever you want it.
Right.
And of course, we can't do that now, but, you know, most of us can't. But in any event, so it's, you know, it's Spartan, it's Zen-like, if you will. And one thing that I really like about this, the way it's set up, is that it allows me to focus on what's important, which is the lifting platform and the barbell. And the secret weapon is part of that whole process.
Right.
So there's an old black wooden chair. Stole it out of the house, waited till Trudy wasn't looking, grabbed it, ran out the garage, opened the garage door, threw the chair in, locked the door. I don't think she's ever missed it, probably never will. So it's out there, and in between sets, I sit down in that chair. But I don't rest, or rather, I may get a little bit of physical rest, but my mind is working at 100%. Sit in the chair, close my eyes, and I visualize the set or the lift, if it was a single rep lift, that I just performed. Think it through. Did I do what I wanted?
So I want to make sure I understand this. So this is retrospectively after the lift, you're saying?
Yeah, this is retrospectively.
Interesting.
This is a review. Now, I also have a video camera set up, and if I want, what I can do is I can watch it on video, which is the better way to do it for the weightlifting that I do, because form and technique is so important in weightlifting. So I'll do a lift or do a set, watch it on video, see what it looked like, and, you know, sometimes I watch it in slow-mo so that I can, you know, check for any corrections, any, you know, it's like, okay, your hips were coming up too fast, or, you know, you were leaning a little bit too far forward, or arms bent a little bit too soon, whatever, okay. So then I go back and I sit down in that old black wooden chair. And that's when I go back and I visualize what I did. Then I visualize what I'm going to do and any necessary corrections.
Mm.
Okay, so, you know, for example, let's say I jump forward a little bit on a clean or a snatch, you know, which typically, for almost everyone in the world, jumping forward is a mistake. Usually means you let the bar get away from your body, the bar is swinging a little too far away from you, and you have to jump forward to catch up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a mistake. That's a form and technique mistake of execution. Okay, so, if I do that, I either know that I did it, or I watch on video and I see that I did it. And then I go and I sit down, and I close my eyes, and I go through it, watch what I did. It's like, okay, that was your mistake. Now you're going to fix it.
And you fix it in the visualization first.
Exactly.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, okay, what did I do? Well, I let the bar get too far forward, and that pulled me forward. Okay, so what am I going to do now? I'm going to keep the bar close to the legs, close to the hips, close to the body. Okay, watch it. Okay, and you're watching. It's like you're watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is interesting when you combine this with video, because, you know, you're watching yourself on video, and then you're running a video.
Yeah, the image is really fresh. It's crystallized as a result.
Yeah. It makes this relatively easy to do. You're focusing, you're on that. Say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. Watching. Then open your eyes. Stand up, chalk your hands, walk to the bar, boom. Do exactly what you had just envisioned.
How effective is it when you do it?
It is enormously effective. It
really?
Is. It is a combination of the highest level of visualization training, which by the way, pure visualization with no physical work can be extremely effective. You know, Olympic caliber athletes do this all the time. It's extremely, extremely effective. But if you combine it with the training as part of the workout, you take it up to the next level.
Wow.
Yeah, it becomes really, really powerful.
I see this more than visualization. I see this as neural programming.
Well, yeah, you could call it visualization, neural programming. That's perhaps even a better term. Or you know, preset activation, preset
mm-hmm.
programming.
Mm-hmm.
In dinosaur training, I referred to preset activators, and this is something along those lines. But you're priming the nervous system. And one interesting thing about it, Carl, is you do a workout, and let's say you visualize that perfect lift 50 times, and you perform it 10 times.
Right.
You actually have done the lift 60 times.
Yeah, you've gotten the benefit of actually, because, you know, a lot of people don't, they may think that this is hogwash, but I'll tell you something interesting. I mean, I'll point to a couple things. From a neural programming standpoint, if you're watching a movie where someone is being chased down the street and you're on the edge of your seat, your heart is racing, your blood pressure is going up. All the systems that are responsible for fight or flight are firing,
mm-hmm.
just like there was really an event taking place. So this shows that what the eyes see and the brain perceives, the physiology reacts to.
Yeah, And the related thing is that when you're doing the visualization, you try to get into it so deep that you feel, you know, same feelings, same smell, same sensations. You know, if I'm lifting in front of, let's say, a fan on a really hot day,
mm-hmm.
I want that sense of you go out there and you feel the cool air on your legs. That's part of your visualization.
Mm-hmm.
If it's really hot, you're dripping sweat, you visualize the sweat pouring down your face. You try to make it as real as possible. And the more real, the better, for all the reasons that you just mentioned.
Right. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking today with Brooks Kubik. He is my co-host. This is Physical Culture Radio. We've got lots of good things to talk about, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookskubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookskubik.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest wellness supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik. We're talking about an interesting form of visualization that you probably have never tried before. Lots of people sit down at a chair and they go, okay, I'm going to visualize myself doing this list, this lift. Okay, there I go. I step up to the bar. I feel my shins against the knurling. I'm going to reach down. I'm going to grab the bar. I'm going to heave it up. It's going to come up. Even though it's the first time I'm pulling 600 pounds, it's going to come off the ground. Then I'm going to stand up with it. Okay, I'm ready. And they walk up to the bar. They get themselves psyched. They grip. This is completely different. This is using visualization to both retrospectively connect proprioceptively to the movement that you just did and then correct that movement in your head proprioceptively. Before you do it again, it's brilliant. I don't think I've ever heard anybody talk about using visualization in this way, Brooks.
Well, I think the way that I came up with it was twofold. One is I train alone. I don't have a coach, and I need as many ways of working to be able to reinforce my form as possible, because form and technique is absolutely critical for Olympic weightlifting, and particularly important for a master's weightlifter who is challenged by flexibility, mobility, dings, dents, old injuries, things like that. You know, you're not made out of rubber when you're close to 60 the way you are when you're younger. And that's just a fact of life. So you have to figure out, you know, how can I really focus on this and do everything that you can to do that. The other thing is, as a high school wrestler, we did wrestling drills over and over and over because you wanted that instantaneous movement. Boom. Okay. Speed is everything. But it also has to be a perfect, powerful movement. So we would drill literally for hours. And the coaches would be walking around the room, and if you did something wrong, coach would stop you, correct the movement, and then have you do the right movement. Or the coach would stop you and say, look, watch, do this. And he would do the movement, and you're like, okay. And then he would have you do it. You know, so it was the same sort of thing. So the drilling and the watching and the correcting part of this goes back to my days as a high school wrestler. So it's a very natural thing. And, you know, it just takes things to another level. And the interesting thing, again, this goes back to people who say, well, you know, that sounds like, you know, you're out there with incense burning and, you know, tofu for dinner,
yeah,
and
right.
Hippie beads and
Shama
stuff.
Lama, like, Shama Lama and
Oh God, you're gonna find some appropriate music at the break, aren't you?
Right, right. No, I don't think so. But I don't have the time to. I would have had I thought about it.
Yeah, but it's not that at all. It's a very important part of the physical training. And the interesting thing, if you do a workout that's just the physical workout, and then you do the same workout, but you work in this really intense, super concentration, nervous system innervation, visualization. You work all of that in. You are much, much more tired at the end of that workout.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it becomes difficult to focus that hard, that long, for an entire workout.
Yeah, and we're talking about neurotransmitters now, which get depleted when you think about doing something hard to a similar degree as when you do something hard.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we've had discussions on the show in the past about willpower. Mm-hmm. You know, we think that willpower is this this infinite ability to, like, make a choice and stick to it. But just like the neurotransmitter activations that are required to fire muscles, there are neurotransmitters activated to resist, let's say, for lack of better terms, temptation of something you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way your muscles, the neurotransmitters that fire muscle fibers, get fatigued, so does your willpower. And so if you're imagining, I mean, we've all had this experience that I'm going to describe. Something epic in your life. Something epic. I don't care what it is. You're getting ready to go to court. You're getting ready to pull an amazingly heavy lift. You're about to witness something horrific. Okay? You prepare for it emotionally and mentally. And then all of a sudden, because of whatever, schedules, or you realize you just can't do it, you don't do it. And at that moment, when you got yourself all psyched up to do it, and then you didn't do it, don't you feel completely washed out and exhausted?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, but you didn't undergo the event that you were preparing for. Why would you feel washed out and exhausted? Because the neurotransmitters went through the event anyway without you.
Yeah. Well, the preparation is so much more is so tiring, and you know, I know from experience exactly what you're saying.
The first time I pulled 600 pounds, I was out of town. I was working for a company. I was traveling. And I remember thinking all week that I was going to do this, and I was afraid. I was afraid I was going to hurt something, break something, pop my spine, and I'm out of town on work. And I remember getting myself so effing psyched up. And I was in the gym, and I was pacing. You know, I did my warm-ups. I graduated. Now it was time to make the pull. And I remember I'm pacing. And I got down in my position. I went through all my mental checklists that I go through. I tightened my grip on the bar, and I went to come up with it. And it moved about 4 inches. And then I felt like, this is not the day. And I dropped it. Do you know that I almost passed out? I got up. I got dizzy. I had to grab the uprights of the rack that I was standing next to. I was like, what the F just happened? I didn't pull it. What happened? Why am I exhausted? Because my brain pulled it.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have physically done it, but my brain did everything it had prepared to do to pull that weight.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. And I got to believe that there's people out there right now shaking their head going, yeah, something similar happened to me.
Yeah. Well, I like your analogy of you've got some, take it out of the weight training realm. You know, you have something very important that you're working towards. You know, like, for example, in the practice of law, you're preparing a case for a trial.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work, a lot of everything. You know, you just...
A lot hanging in the balance.
A lot hanging in the balance, you know, and you're firing on all cylinders. And you go over to court, and the judge says, sorry, we need
not
to reschedule.
Today. Yeah, not today.
Right. Which sometimes happens, or you get over to court and there's a settlement conference and the case settles. I can virtually guarantee you don't go back to the office and work on something else the rest of the day. You just go home. And the reason is you've got nothing left.
Yeah.
You know, you're completely wiped out.
So there you go. So neurotransmitters... for concentration, for focus, for willpower, whatever you want to call it, they become depleted whether you lifted the weight or not. So going through, I can understand why you say going through this type of neuroproprioceptive programming, both retrospectively and looking forward, it's gonna make you tired. It's gonna make you tired because in your brain you just did it.
Yeah, and you know, again, going back to the example that I was given. 10 lifts, 50 visualizations, that's 60 lifts.
Yeah.
You know, and the difference, you know, you always talk about, you know, the cell phones at the gym. The difference between this kind of total focus from start to finish, step into the gym, turn it on, keep it on the whole time. I'm talking about your brain, not your cell phone. You know, just impossible to describe. And unfortunately, most people have no idea what we're talking about. They don't do it, but they should.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to change it up a little bit. I want to start talking about the spine. I've learned some lessons I want to share with the audience and get Brooke's opinion. In the meantime, visit BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com, every day and read some of the best writing about physical culture on this planet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now. Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. So earlier in the show, Brooks, you invoked the word stretching and that you stretch a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that those of us who are fortunate enough, and I say that sincerely because I thank every day that I can go to the gym and lift the way I do. I know my days are numbered, but I'm thankful that I can still do what I'm doing. But as you get older, it takes a lot more maintenance. You said before when you're a rubbery youngster, you know, you can bounce back from this stuff, but when you get older, you can't, and it's actually true. And so I want to share a personal story with everybody, something that I've been battling against for the past 8 or 9 months now. And I thought I had multiple sclerosis. In fact, I told you that. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I had some sort of nervous system disease. I didn't know what it was. I was scared, too. But slowly, my feet got numb. Somebody told me, that's when they told me, somebody says, well, that's a sign of multiple sclerosis. I don't have any of the symptoms of MS, but my feet are numb. Then my calves started getting numb. It creeped up my legs until it reached right in the middle of where my knees are. And it feels like I'm wearing a pair of sweat socks all the time. That's the sensation. Then my calves, I started noticing some weakness in my calves when I would do calf raises and stuff. And I thought, something is going on. What could it be? And then I remembered when I tore my hamstring, having an MRI done of my hips and that area there to get a shot of the hamstring avulsion. Well, my orthopedic surgeon, Dr. William Seeds, who's an amazing surgeon, passed a comment to me that had nothing to do with my hamstring. But he said to me, you'll never have lower back problems. I said, why is that? He says, because all of your lumbar vertebrae are pretty much fused. Now, I'm not holding him to that because if we were to do an MRI specifically of the lumbar spine, we may find out that they're not all fused. But one thing is for sure, as an aside to the images, it was clear that the vertebrae were pretty darn close together. This could be a result of the discs kind of flattening out, or it could be osteoarthritis, which I don't think that's it, and I'll tell you why. So I started to do my research, as any good superhuman physical culture disciple does, right? I don't go, if I go to a doctor, he's going to want to give me some drug and, you know, there's nothing we can do, or surgery. I'm like, no. There are other ways to do this. I'm confident of it. I'm not hopeful of it. I know there are other ways to do this. So I start to study the lumbar spine, L1 through L5 specifically, and I start to see the innervations, where the nerves come out, between which discs, what affects this area of the leg, what affects this area of the leg, and so on. Now, keep in mind, I'm still as strong as ever. While my legs feel weird because they have this numbness to them, I went into the gym the other day and did leg presses. I didn't squat since I started to discover this. I decided I'm going to back off of squatting for a while just until I get myself better.
Mm-hmm.
But I did do leg presses with 1,300 pounds. And I'm talking about 5 good solid reps for my last set. So I'm not, you know, going in and doing a single and going, I'm done. I did do my stiff leg deadlifts, which I'll probably will back off of those for a while now, too. Because I actually think that since I've been doing stiff leg deadlifts, it's gotten slightly worse, faster. So I'm starting to see the light of some movements aggravating it, not necessarily causing it, but aggravating it. But I did my last set of stiff leg deadlifts with 395. And, you know, for 5 reps, I'm saying this is, you know, I have to, my legs work. They work when I need them to work. They just feel weird. And so I started doing my research and realized that what has most likely happened, and my guess is as good as a doctor's, really, when they take the pictures, what are they going to say? Well, yeah, they're getting squished. But what has most likely happened is the lumbar spine really takes the brunt of the beating in the squat and the deadlift, the back squat, I should say, and the deadlift. And for decades of loading my spine from the top down, but never really doing much to unload or decompress. I just think that these discs have gotten flattened out. And as a result of them getting flat, you know what happens when you take a donut and you flatten it out? It spreads out, right?
Right.
It also spreads into the middle, right? Mm-hmm. And this is called a stenosis. And so I started doing some things, and I'm already seeing results. And this is not placebo, because I've actually gotten one of those little pinwheels that you can go up and down on your leg to feel where the numbness is. And I've actually plotted the numbness, and it's actually starting to eliminate some of the numbness high up. And I'm starting to get these sensations. Like, well, you know when you sit on your leg and it falls asleep? You know when you stand up and it starts to come back to life? There's actually this weird, almost painful feeling as the blood and the nerves start to wake back up again. I'm getting that in my legs all of a sudden. And I'll talk about what I've been doing that's been helping me in just a moment. But so I want your opinion. What do you think of this notion that so many of us load the spine, but we forget to unload the spine and do things to keep the spine healthy? We're using superhuman level weights here.
Hang on just a second.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sweetie, get the phone out of here.
Anyway.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Okay, here's the deal. First of all, it is a very good idea to start thinking about your spine and thinking about really your entire body and all of the joints and what do you do to preserve the joints. And you're looking at the spine, as you say, when you're doing heavy weightlifting, you're compressing the spine. Okay, so it might be a good idea when you are done training,
bingo,
to do things to decompress the spine.
Right.
And want to throw out a quick note.
We are not doctors, and we are not diagnosing illnesses here. If you have numbness in your lower legs, you need to get to a doctor.
Is that what you want?
And make sure what you think it is, it actually is. In my case, I've had lots of other imaging and testing done because of my hamstring tear that is kind of elucidating. But you may have multiple sclerosis. You may have a disease. You don't want to just go, oh, that's why this is happening. Let me follow Carl's advice or Brooks's advice. We're not giving any advice here. The only advice we're saying is pay attention to your spine.
Pay attention to your spine. And I know we're going to be moving into a break in just a minute, but kind of to tee things up, you're not the only person who's thrown this out, and I'm not the only person who's thrown it out. Tommy Kono, 2-time Olympic gold medal weightlifting champion, okay, one of the greatest weightlifters in history, has this terrific book, Tommy Kono, Weightlifting Olympic Style. It's available at TommyKono.com. And in that book, where he outlines his recommended training plan, his workout for Olympic weightlifting, he concludes every workout with a series of exercises, very simple movements, specifically designed to decompress the spine.
See?
Exactly what you're talking about. And this is coming from a world champion, Olympic champion.
Well, I want to take a break. I want to talk about some of the things that I'm doing. Let's talk about some of the things that you've done. But let's also talk about the benefits of decompressing the spine in the activation of strength. It's not all about recovering from injuries here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio here on the Superhuman Radio Network. One show, lots of platforms, superhumanradio.com. Okay. So
you said you were doing some things that were working for you.
Yeah, and these are really, I think, well thought out. I'm not flattering myself. I'm just telling you, after much studying of the lumbar spine and the way the vertebrae articulate, I have an inversion table. Everybody knows about that. I've talked about it before. But what I've been doing is hanging completely upside down, and then using my lower abdominal muscles and my lower back muscles to tilt my pelvis while hanging upside down forward and backward. So I pop my butt out really, really as hard as I can, and then I crunch my lower abs in and pull my pubic bone up and my pelvis forward as far as I can. And I do this while hanging, completely hanging. There's nothing touching the back. I mean, I'm hanging like a bat in a tree, okay? And so my assumptions here were the weight of my torso pulling on my lumbar spine while moving that way side to side will gently, because don't forget, my muscles aren't going to relax enough to put my spine in harm's way. My goal is to get them to relax just a little smidgen here and there so that that motion will slowly allow the vertebrae to pull apart gently, slowly, and allow room for those discs to decompress and fill back up with synovial fluid. Then, promptly after that, I lay down on the floor with a foam roller, which is hard. You know, they call them foam rollers, but they're hard. And I get it right where the lumbar spine should be, in the direction that it should be curving, which is curves back out. So you should have, like, imagine that the reason your butt sticks out is because your lumbar spine curves that way. I get it there, and I roll back and forth, gently relaxing the abdominal muscles, gently relaxing the hip flexors, gently relaxing the back muscles. And it really takes time because your body wants to protect that region. So, and you can't just go willy-nilly into this because you can hurt yourself. But just slowly allowing the curve of that area of the spine to be accentuated with the foam roller. And I roll back and forth, and I do this for probably just a minute, 1 minute. That's all you need of that. And I do this procedure that I just described twice a day. Upon waking up in the morning after doing my morning cardio and right before going to bed. And I think right before going to bed is the greatest opportunity because you now are not standing back up and recompressing the spine. You're spending time in bed so that decompression can actually take more effect. And then on top of that, I am focusing on what Elisa likes to call the cheerleader butt. I'm focusing on pushing my butt out when I sit in a chair, pushing my butt out when I jog or run, pushing my butt out when I walk, and accentuating to redevelop that natural curve in the lumbar spine that I have lost over decades of heavy loading of the upper spine. And it's working for me. My legs feel different. My calves feel different. The numbness is not as bad as it was. Now, is it going to go away overnight? Absolutely not. Can it take a year or two? Probably so, because it took decades to get like this. But I see hope, and I see, if nothing else, it won't degenerate any further. Now, you don't like to hang in an inversion table, and I said, you have a brilliant idea too. Hang from the top down, right?
Yeah, and you know, this is an example of different things work for different people. And I have never had any luck hanging straight upside down in an inversion table. It's too much pressure on the back, and it just causes way too many problems and no benefits for me, okay? Trudy loves the inversion table, but she only does it at about a 45-degree angle. Mm-hmm. If she goes straight up and down, she has problems.
Right.
But 45-degree angle, much easier on her body, much gentler, and much, much more effective. What I do, and what I do after my workouts, well, you know, I have the maximum compression from the workout. What I do is what Tommy Kono recommended, which is hang from a chinning bar.
I like that too.
Yeah, so you have, you know, every gym has a chinning bar. I actually don't, but I've got two rings to hang from that are suspended from the rafters in the garage, and, you know, so I use those for my pull-up bar, my chinning bar. But I just hang. And that alone has been, you know, a very effective way of helping to you know, reverse the compression that has happened during the workout and just take some of the compression and some of the pressure off the spine. Another thing that that some people do, and, you know, this looks a little crazy but feels pretty good, you can use a physio ball, that is to say a Swiss ball or stability ball.
Right, right.
Okay, now don't stand on it and do squats and have someone film it so you can put it on YouTube.
Right,
okay,
that's
not what we're talking about. But if you lay face forward over a physio ball, you have a rounded spine when you do that. that has significant decompression. And if you lie backwards, you are extending the spine, relaxing the abdominals, relaxing the psoas, and the abdominals and the psoas, of course, when they're tight, pull the spine into places that it doesn't want to be. You know, so that's kind of a, you know, that's a nice complement to everything that we're talking about. So that's, you know, that's a good thing to do. It, you know, I should note, though, and this is really important, if you think you have or are worried that you might have or you know that you have disc problems, you need to see a professional before you start
Absolutely.
Doing any of these. Because you could put your spine at risk trying to do something
you could paralyze
to make it
yourself.
Better.
Yeah, paralyze yourself if you're not
yeah,
careful.
Yeah.
I mean, this is nothing to – look, the prognosis of developing lower body function problems – scared the bejeebers out of me. I'm taking this very seriously. I've put a lot of effort and research and thought into this. I'm not doing anything recklessly. I'm not overextending the spine because that's stupidity. But I am doing something. And the analogy that I want to give you, and I love the idea that Brooks invoked here, that after a heavy leg session or after a heavy deadlift session, after a heavy overhead pressing session, decompress the spine then. Go over, your gym probably has pull-up bar in the pulley rack, and just go there and hang from there and gently allow your hips to go side to side and forward and back. Just, you know, bring your hip to the left, bring your hip to the right, bring your butt out, bring your pelvis in, and just articulate that spine and allow it to just, because think about it. You have a sofa in your house right now, and if you sat in that sofa in the same place every day, day after day, month after month, year after year, there would be a big old divot in that sofa. What do? No, you take the pillow out, you plump it up, you rotate them because you don't want that to happen. Your spine isn't getting the attention that the sofa pillows are getting in your home, and you're loading hundreds of pounds on it, moving tens of thousands of pounds of weight in a single session, and you're not considered enough to allow it to decompress. We are all asking for trouble if we don't start paying attention to this.
That's a really interesting analogy, your spine compared to a sofa cushion. I love it.
I mean, imagine it, right?
Yeah, no, that's perfectly true. And two related points real quickly. If you're hanging from the chinning bar, when you're done, don't drop down.
Good one.
Right? Because you drop down, you know, especially, you know, you weigh what Brooks weighs or what Carl weighs or heavier, drop down, boom, you've compressed the spine again. You want to go down very gently. You may even need to put a chair or a stool or a bench nearby so that you can step on that and then step down, you know, just really gently and smooth. And the other thing, and we talked about this very briefly before we went on air, if you think you might have a problem, or even if you just want, you know, somebody eyeballing it periodically, check with a chiropractor, check with, you know, a rehab therapist, physical therapist, someone who does ART, some kind of sports massage, and just get things checked out. And that alone, by the way, is a good way to work
yes.
to help with the spinal compression problem is just get regular sports massages and ART work.
You know, how many of us crack our knuckles, right? Mm-hmm. Get every now and then, go in there and have somebody just adjust your spine. They, by cracking those vertebrae, they allow things to fall back into place. If you have a wife or a significant other who is of the appropriate weight, I let Elisa walk on my back all the time now. She walks up and down the spinal erector muscles, and when she does, she gets all grossed out because it sounds like somebody's playing stick games. It's like click, 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 click. And you know what? That's a sign to me that there's compression going on, and she's decompressing them right then and there.
We need a video.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Brooks, I'm sorry we didn't give you time. You do
Not
have a new book. No, you have a new book real quick. What's the new book?
We have a new book. It's the Dinosaur Strength Training Archive Kindle ebook. Check it out. Awesome book.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, We're going to be joined by Rob Regish for this special edition of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit primenutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to primenutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the one and only
dysfunctional DJ.
Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool. What will they say?
Hit me.
It's the one and only D-O-double-G. No, it's actually the one and only Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob Regish answers all of your questions about training, nutrition, diet, supplements, and so on. We got a great show plan. We're going to start here in just a second. We'll be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish. Just want to mention again the current Secret Word Contest. The winner will receive a Hot Logic Mini Portable Automatic Oven and the Real Paleo Diet Cookbook from Dr. Lauren Cordain. You have to listen during the commercial breaks. And when you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com. You must email the secret word, not the prize that we're giving away. So if you're one of the few people who sent me an email that says Hot Logic, that's not the secret word. The secret word is actually something that you hear during the commercials. The Hot Logic is the prize. So pay attention to that. Okay, so let's get started.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
I always feel like I should stand up and salute when that plays. Do you think I should stand up and salute, Rob?
I'll tell you what, I don't know, but we've got a lot of loyal people, and I'm grateful for it. We have had a terrific response to the September special, and as you know, we are in the waning days. So if you like what you hear on the Blueprint Power Hour, then by all means, get on over to CoachRobRegish.com. There's a lot of free stuff, including new Muscle University podcasts and special reports. So give that a look and know that the deadline is September 30th.
CoachRobRegish.com. 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 Say it three times and you'll be stronger. Remember Beetlejuice, right? So there you go. I gotta give props to, a fellow who's on Facebook. His name is John Connors. He's got a website, and now you've talked a lot about Kratom and people have asked about Kratom. Well, he has a website dedicated to those of you who are looking for a high quality Kratom. He's not a sponsor. This is just showing some love for people out there trying to build a business. The website is called milehighkratom.com, and he has all these different private reserve Kratom products. Rob, have you looked at the website yet by any chance?
I did. I took a quick look at it, and it seems to be everything that I would want in a Kratom connoisseur website, so to speak. I'll tell you, you know, I don't know if I'm the first. I'm sure I'm not, but I've talked extensively about Kratom on this show, and what fascinates me is the different effects that the different strains have, and he appears to have some very, very rare and unique strains over there.
Well, let me just read some of these. So he's got a private reserve from Bali. He's got private reserve from Mangday. I don't know where that is. Private reserve Green Indo Kratom. There is 10 times Kratom extract, enhanced white Kratom, enhanced Bali Kratom, yellow Vietnamese Kratom. They have a sampler pack of a variety of different. They have premium green vein Malay Kratom, Bali Blast Kratom. I mean, the list goes on and on. They've got every type of Kratom you can imagine. And the prices are ridiculously cheap. I mean, starting out as low as like $10. I don't know what portion they are. And going on up, you can buy a variety of different Kratoms and try them yourself. And he gave me a coupon code for those who are interested. If you use the coupon code VIP20, that's all one string, one word, VIP20, you save 20% off your order. So give them a try, milehighkratom.com. Now, those of you living in Indiana, Wisconsin, or Tennessee, and I believe now Florida, I don't think it's on his website yet, but I heard Florida, but definitely Indiana, Wisconsin, and Tennessee, they cannot ship to you there. So have it shipped to a friend or family member who lives close by.
Exactly.
So there you go. There you go. So we have a question coming from Mark Shrews. He says, I've been training for around 10 years, made some decent progress at 151 pounds to 200 pounds, hit the 300-pound bench, 400-pound squat, and almost 500-pound deadlift club. The problem is I still want more at age 33, 200 pounds, and finding it tough to gain. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing you need to do is define what more is. You want more size? You want more strength? More of both? The best thing to do is visualize what you want to look and perform like. So, for example, you may see yourself at 215 benching 50 pounds more than what you do now, or maybe 75 pounds more on the squat and deadlift. That's usually mistake number one for most guys, is, you know, a fuzzy goal. Because once you have that goal solidified, you can then put pen to paper and keep it visible somewhere, like on your refrigerator, right? And the more people that you tell about this goal, the more pressure, positive pressure, it puts on you to achieve it. So to get there, you need to break things down into smaller chunks. And, for example, 200 pounds to 205, and then 205 to 210, and then finally 210 to 215. Those are manageable, realistic goals for anyone, and it keeps the motivation going. Now, one thing I would suggest, especially at this age, is the total and free testosterone test. Because at around 33, males go through their biggest drop in tests, right, during their lifetime. Provided you have optimal levels, it's just a matter of eating and training. If your levels are not optimal, then I would demand HRT, because you won't grow as much muscle, right, when your test is in the low 300s as you would in the high 900s. You want to, of course, up your calories about 500 a day above maintenance during the first 2 weeks, which should support an additional pound per week or thereabouts of muscle gain. That assumes, of course, your training is on point, meaning you're using, progressive overload techniques in the big three. And now, to that end, there's no better resource, in my opinion, than my own books, The Blueprint 2.0, but I'll offer Brooks Cubic's books as well. They're excellent. Here's the bottom line. You really need to be doing everything right at 33 to slap on that much lean body mass, if that's really your goal. It's going to take some time, but it can be done. Just realize it won't be as easy at 33 as it would have been at 23.
Yeah, and then feel sorry for me at 57. All right, so Matt Pearson says, I see you have the super special on and the deadline's fast approaching. Frank, question for you. What makes your way of doing things any better than anyone else's?
Yeah, he hit me in between the eyes on this one. And you know what? It's a fair question, so I'll give you a fair answer. This isn't just my system. What I've done is I've cherry-picked the very best of the best from Charles Staley, Charles Poliquin, Louis Simmons, Paul Anderson, Dr. Squat, Fred Hatfield, Vince Gironda, the list goes on, and not tips from you. I mean, I've stolen from everyone.
No, that's it. Hey, Google does it, right?
You know, and I then arrange them in a very specific sequence depending upon your goals, ultimately making it as dummy-proof as possible. And to be clear, that's not talking down to anyone, so let's understand why. It's easy enough to cobble together your own programs, right? Yet, what you're going to miss is how each one builds upon the other. Now, you can run EDT, but you can get excellent gains in lean body mass. What suffers, though, is going to be your one rep max and some of your work capacity and other strength and conditioning qualities. But let's say you're happy with that. You know, when the well runs dry, and it will, given any stimulus, what are you going to do? You know, are you going to apply a new loading pattern to your bench? I have no doubt in 6 weeks you'd have a new one rep max, but then I'd also bet that you'd lose some of the hypertrophy that you worked so hard for in the EDT bargain, right? That's to say nothing about things like static strength, the kind that you use more frequently in everyday life than anything else, right? Think about grocery shopping or carrying the bags or the kids to and from the house. You know, and that type of strength, is that type of strength being addressed? Even if you could raise every strength quality, you know, simultaneously, it's not a linear rise. More often than not, progress comes in waves in this game. And that's where the Blueprint's kind of phase-shifting shell comes in, because the unique phases, the famine, feast, cruise that I've created allow you to create one of these waves and ride them out and then solidify them as permanent. It is far and away superior to what most people have been doing, whether they can admit it or not, right? Even the more advanced trainees exposed to the system are more than a little shocked at how fast everything happens. The biggest obstacle I have in selling the Blueprint or any part thereof is this is too good to be true. But the reality is it is true. And there are a lot of people out there that know it. So, what else comes with it? I know of no other resource as independent on the supplement scene as I am. right? Meaning I have no superstore. I have no supplement line. I do have three products, you know, which I fully disclose, Synthogen, Tranquilogen, and Progenitrex. It is no stretch to say I field questions and recommend other companies' products 90% of the time. And that's just how it is. And finally, for what it's worth, you get me. You get an on-demand personal trainer. And most of you have one or more roadblocks that are clear as day to me. I can see them coming up Interstate 95 here from miles away. But it's hard, including for me, when you're doing the driving. So what I do know is this. If you don't like the way you look or perform right now, I do have the answer for you. And while it may not be mine, I'm not above borrowing it or stealing it from one of those these other authorities. Now, I give credit where credit's due, of course. But give my system a try for 30 days. I'm absolutely certain you're going to see far better results than what you're doing right now if you're spending the same or less time in the gym. CoachRobRegish.com for all those interested.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a question from Todd Godick.
Godick,
okay. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish and myself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Regish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRegish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off Metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, LIVONLabs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay, so Todd, you said it's pronounced Godek? Rob?
Yeah, I think Godek is
the correct. All right, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, Todd. He says, hey, Rob, I listen every week and love the show. I'm 17 years old, just started training and looking to put some muscle on. Starting at 151 pounds, around 6 foot tall, with an ectomorph frame. I've heard you loud and clear on the blender, squats, and I'm on board there. My question is, what about creatine? Everybody's taking something, so I thought I'd start there. Would it be a decent place to start? And if so, what kind and how much?
You know, creatine is a fine supplement, but I don't start most of my trainees there, believe it or not. Because looked at in a broader context, creatine is the most potent legal anabolic you can use. So, you know, why use that out of the gate? You know, why not keep it in your back pocket? It'd be like a beginner using Synthogen to me. It just doesn't make sense. They're going to recover quickly anyway. What I like to do is focus on two areas with new folks, rounding out some of the shake ingredients I give them and beginning to dial in intra-workout supplementation. So let's talk about both of those. When you start training to build muscle, right, you need to eat more. And since you can drink 1,000 calories a lot easier than you can eat them, we start there. In other words, we start with shake recipes. Standard ingredients are raw milk, unpasteurized, you can get it, oats, honey, peanut butter, milk, eggs, whey, or beef protein, along with yogurt and some wheat germ. You know, you could even throw in a scoop of ice cream or three if you're really underweight, for, you know, those ectomorphs out there. But the first supplement I have guys add to this drink is lecithin granules, which are rich in phosphatidic acid, phosphatidylcholine, and phosphatidylserine, which are a boon to muscle fullness and performance, as well as health and longevity.
Do you know how spot on you are about this? Do you know that in the second revision of the Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding by Arnold Schwarzenegger, he has three paragraphs dedicated to lecithin as an ergogenic?
Yeah, and it's true. You know, when you train with it and enough of it, and by that I mean at least 2 to 4 tablespoons for a 200-pounder, you have much greater muscle fullness, and they're inexpensive, right? And as an added bonus, it helps to emulsify the rest of the ingredients, and it helps with your blood lipids. So not only that, but secondly, I like getting my trainees in the habit of consuming all 9 essential amino acids during training versus just sipping on water or God forbid, some sugar-laced, you know, sports drink. And that's where a lot of kids I see get led astray all the time by the sup companies, which are peddling candy-coated creatines, frankly. It's just sugared-up creatine. Or they're drinking one of these Red Bull energy drinks, which are nothing but sucrose and caffeine. So, you know, big flashy ads and scientific-sounding names and Mr. Universe or whatever saying that's what got them to the top. No, that's not what I would recommend. So to summarize, I would keep creatine in your back pocket. I would refine your 1,000-calorie shake. I would get at least half of that in the 60 minutes after the workout, hopefully the whole thing, and include liberal amounts of lecithin granules and 9 essential amino acids, whether that be from standalone EAAs or as part of an intact protein. I personally like the standalone EAAs because they require no digestion, go to work immediately.
If you're going to keep the creatine in your back pocket, make sure it's in a plastic bag so it doesn't get all sweaty and moist, okay?
Yeah, and it doesn't get you arrested.
Yeah, there you go. Chet Wojcik says, how often do you go supplement-free? Are you really giving up that much by abstaining from things like pre-workouts, creatine, etc. All my friends are always using something. I just wanted to hear it from a guy who's been at this a while.
I go sup-free about once every 10 weeks and only for a few days. In all honesty, though, had I not come up with the blueprints, different shells, you know, phases, one of which famine is supplement free, I would be on something round the clock.
Right.
You know, and I'm just being honest here. The reason, same as I suspect most people, right, do. If we want more, you know, we want it now, and we want stuff that's going to help us get there faster. You know, why do you take a car to work instead of a horse and buggy? It's technology. It's going to get you there faster and more efficiently. Now, that's an honest answer, but it doesn't tell the whole story, because what a lot of people are really asking is, how often are you on something, you know, like performance enhancing wise? And in that respect, it's closer to 50-50 nowadays for me. Why? You know, aging is a big part of it. Let's talk about injuries. You know, this year alone, I've torn a hamstring, bruised tendons in my right knee, and aggravated a bad case of elbow tendonitis. So I partake liberally and often in Cesis and a few other herbs that I keep, you know, to keep the pain at bay. Now, that's certainly not a performance enhancer, but I'm on it, you know, almost all the time, because frankly, when I come off, I hurt. I take Synthogen in 8-week cycles. Again, a lot of it's due to aging. I just don't recover as fast as I do when I was younger. So when Synthogen got here, it was a godsend. I'm a guy that needs gym endorphins to be psychologically well. I'll just put it that way. And I suspect there are a lot of people like that. And I need to be in there frequently, so that's why Synthogen and Tranquilogen are both in there. Now, much also depends on how supplements complement each other or are a detriment to your training. And yes, they can be one and the same. So, you know, get on a solid cycle of the still available pro hormones and watch your weight shoot up 10 to 12 pounds, right? It's all going to be in your muscles.
Right.
The same is true to a lesser extent for creatine mono, right? You can also watch your dips and chins drop precipitously. Because if you're young and the only thing that gets you jazzed to go to the gym is a new supplement, you need to seriously reconsider why you're doing this, right? Now, if you still insist, then at least seek some guidance from someone you trust. And this is where somebody like me can save you hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. A lot of guys don't think about that. They don't want to think about it because they think they can do it themselves. But trust me, you know, I was one of those guys, and I wasted all of that money. So before you plunk down your next dollar while you go supplement shopping, just think about that before you shock them.
And on that note, we are perfectly timed for a commercial break. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of your questions and Rob's comments here on the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragich and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagich.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagich.com today to learn more.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs, and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo! If y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies.
Welcome back.
Grinding, you know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally.
To the Blueprint Power Hour. This next question, I don't have a name for the, unless it's a part two, but it looks like, let's see here. It simply says, what's that?
I don't think I got his name either.
Okay, so it says, I'm a power lifter. I hit a plateau in the bench, just can't get past 275. Use Sean Phillips, add 50 pounds to your one rep max program to get there. And yes, I added darn close to that amount. So I'm redoing the program. Any tips on how to modify it the second time around?
Yeah, let me save you some time and effort and tell you to stop right now. It's a mistake to repeat the same loading pattern, no matter how good it is, so soon. Because your body and central nervous system has seen it once already. You'll be lucky to get 10, 15 pounds out of it the second time, if anything. More likely, your body's going to protest the continued heavy loading and the deloading. I think he's got some failure tests built in there. And you'll actually wind up getting weaker. So I learned this the hard way, by the way, so I'm hoping you can learn from that. The knee-jerk reaction is to revert to what you know, which is before, you know, you're going to go back to what you were doing before you came across this program, which for a lot of guys are straight pyramids, descending pyramids, or what have you. That's a big mistake because most of them are not going to preserve your one rep max. Now, I've also seen guys go back to using just 80% of sets of 4 to 6 reps, you know, maybe even 5 sets of 5. That'll keep the muscle on, but the one rep max will disappear for the same reason, loss of touch with the central nervous system. program hopping is the final thing that I see a lot of, but it's more often than not a dead end because the trainee hasn't tried it before. You know, it's de facto unpredictable and rarely designed to work with the program you're coming off of, so, which is how Sean operates and I operate. This is precisely where, I guess this guy's name Gary was when he approached, in my gym, he approached me months ago. I flipped him one such loading pattern, right, that brought his one rep max from 275 to 290 in six workouts. And a lot of guys know which one I'm talking about. But he was sold on it then and there, and he signed up for a membership in the Blueprint Army. I had one talk with him. I put him on the Blueprint Periodic, which is an extended size and, you know, strength phase. And long story short, he's benching over 350 today and continues to climb. Now, that's a guy that was stuck at 275. His only regret, he said, I wish I tried it sooner. But it all seemed too good to be true. You know, I can only tell you that if you are stuck and you desire to better yourself from there, you have nothing to lose. Like Gary found out in six workouts, and frankly, that took less than 3 weeks, he saw the power, and he's off to the races.
The next question comes from John Braun. I love that name. I love when he sends questions in because that's such an appropriate name for this community. John Braun. He says, I'm training with static contraction training for the last 5 weeks and I'm getting very strong. I'm training one a week now down to every 9 days. On the day I do the training, in the evening, I'm knackered. Does that mean tired? I guess so. Knackered and have to have a nap. What other training can I do during the week? I am back training full contact karate and need to build up my abs and strengthen them. What are the best exercises and what rep ranges?
Yeah, well, the great static contraction experiment. I can recall this vividly. I used it for the 2 or 3 months exclusively prior to my wedding, and that's mainly due to my schedule, but as John notes, you get scary strong on the prescribed exercises, which are a mix of compound lifts in the strong range, such as, from memory, leg presses, top range rack pulls, bench presses, top range bench dips, etc. Now, you can only imagine the amount of weight you can hold, right, in the strongest range and how it jumps from session to session. The caveat is you need to rest longer and longer between workouts. For the tendons and muscles and ligaments to recoup and rebuild themselves bigger and stronger. And while those jumps in weight sure are gratifying, you need to know this going in. There is a strong endorphin drop-off due to training less frequently, right? I spoke before about how I'm a guy that needs that. You're not going to get a lot of it resting 7, 8, 9 or more days in between workouts, right? So that's an important consideration that you should be aware of. Any attempt to lift heavy only delays your next static contraction session, so that's out. You do, of course, need to keep your cardio up during that time, but I have a feeling that isn't what John's asking for here. I would suggest then working within a different energy system with the weights that will aid fat loss and muscle fullness without eating into his central nervous system gains. And there I'm talking about a lactic acid tolerance training type protocol. Coming about 4 to 5 days after your static holds, and these could be mini exercise loops of 5 to 7 different movements, no rest between sets using light weights and shooting for anywhere between 8 and 15 reps. You're going to rest 1 minute between sets and perform up to 5 rounds of them, although the smart money is starting with just 2 or 3 because you're going to be way out of shape. What you will find is that it's a nice complement to static contraction training because your work capacity improves. And the muscle fills out more. Now, it doesn't play well to the static contraction purists. And I talk to Pete Sisko, who's the author of Static Contraction, frequently. But if there's one downer in the experiment, and it may have been just me and my ectomorphic nature, my muscles went flat. And that was despite hoisting record poundages in certain lifts. You know, it seemed to me that the absence of mechanical contraction and stretch left me looking, I'll call it, less than impressive. So adding some form of that back in may just be your ticket, John, to reclaiming the endorphins, increasing your work capacity, increasing your muscle fullness, and even dropping more fat along the way. I'd be curious to hear from him.
We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. I have yet to give a concerted static contraction effort. I use static contraction within workouts, usually, and I think I'm doing it backwards. I should be doing it as one of the early movements, but I'm doing it at the end of the workout. But I have, and I know how powerful it is. I know how powerful it is to making gains, to building soft tissue, getting those tendons and ligaments stronger, adapting the central nervous system to increasing one. I mean, I know guys that were stuck in a bench press that broke their plateau by starting to focus on the top range static contraction moves, where they were stuck at a 300-pound bench press. And we put 405 on the bar, and they just took it off the pins and held it there for a while, put it back on the pins, and they did that for a couple weeks, and they blasted through their plateaus because all of a sudden the central nervous system goes, oh, wow, that's not so heavy. And you'll be surprised. 90% of this is mental.
Yeah. There are some lucky individuals that get a nice carryover to their full-range movements from doing heavy, heavy static holds. But even if you're not one of those people, it doesn't mean that you can't make statics work for you, because if you're holding 405 in the top end of the range and you still can't bench more than 315, try 355 in the middle of your range.
Interesting.
Or 320 or 325 off the bottom. I think what you're going to find is your lifts are going to go up and go up pretty dramatically.
And there's nothing wrong in learning or getting the movement down in pieces. When my daughter was a competitive figure skater and she had to learn to land her axel, the coach that she had, who was an Olympic coach, taught her the axel in six distinct steps. Now, when you do an axel, it's one fluid motion. You jump, you spin, you land. But he breaks it down into six steps and you execute each of those separately. Yeah. And then as you get each of those right, then you start doing two of them together. And then you add, then you do another two together, and then you do another two. Then you start bridging two with two, so now you're doing four. And that's how you, this is a great way. It's the how do you eat an elephant concept, one bite at a time. If you're stuck in a lift, try just getting the bottom of it, where you can just get it 2 or 3 inches off your chest. Don't feel defeated. And then try getting the top of it. Then try to get the middle. Then try to get the top in the middle. Then try to get the bottom in the middle. Next thing you know, you got the whole press.
Got it.
But people don't want to be bothered. They don't want, that's too much work, I think. They just want to go in there and power through it. All right, have some respect for the weights. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour with the Blueprint Tip of the Day.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. You know what I wish? You know what I wish I had, Rob?
A time machine.
A time machine. That's exactly what I did. I wish I had a time machine. If you had a time machine, would you go forward or would you go backwards?
I'd go back to the 1980s in a heartbeat.
They were fun times, weren't they?
Oh man, the big 80s. You're just playing Joan Jett, man. I was
living in Vegas in the 80s, man. I was really having fun. Really
the
having
big
fun.
80s. People had jobs. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. There you go. I saw something funny on Facebook the other day. It said we had, now I'm going to forget it. One of them was jobs. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to forget it. I just drew a blank. But it was a funny meme about three Hope's actors that, oh, we had Bob Hope. We had Steve Jobs, and there was one other that is missing, and it implied that all of them died, and now we have no Jobs, no Hope, and no son. It says, I hope Kevin Bacon doesn't die. In other words, then we won't have any bacon either. It was funny. You had to be there. Anyway, so what is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob Regish?
Well, you can sum it up like this. Be careful what you wish for, because back in 85, speaking of the 80s, right? I set out to get me some muscle and as much of it as I could. I didn't particularly care what came along with it, which is a nice way of saying I didn't mind if I gained a little fat. And the ensuing 30-year odyssey, you know, would see me make many mistakes. There's just no way a young man who's green, you know, to this process can't. The available information was junk, the magazines and so forth, and everything was bringing you away from the fundamentals. And it's needless to say, there was no internet. All I had in my mind was a picture, you know, a role model, and the rest was left up to me. Nevertheless, the weight started coming on. I was tough to go any lower because I was 143 when I started. And I can remember the day I cracked 160, 180, and 200 like it was yesterday. I will never forget those days. Now, through some luck, meeting the right person, and through sheer determination, I stepped it up from 200 to 225. And at a shade over 6 feet, I was finally starting to look and feel like a guy who lifted weights. And I solidified my new persona by getting cut from my college baseball team and then promptly winning my first powerlifting meet. So it was a long road, but I accomplished one of my objectives, and it was onward and downward, so to speak, this time dieting. So since I proved to myself that I could gain muscle, I wanted to experience cutting too. So with the help of a ketogenic diet, I dropped all the way back to 195, which was humbling to say the least, especially when your self-worth is wrapped up in your 3-lift total. And those abs that I finally saw, by the way, were little consolation. It was time to achieve another final goal, which I had in mind, make it to 250. And I told my friends, I'm going to 250 and nobody's stopping me. And that was perhaps the most freakish transformation that I ever made, because it happened in under 6 months. I was using Dr. DePasquale's anabolic diet, calculated I needed 6,000 calories a day during the week, low-carb food, broke as I was. I was forced to get 4,800 of those from vegetable oil mixed in whey protein. No, it's not the smartest choice, but it is what it is.
Ew, man, that doesn't even sound good.
The rest I made up in eggs, chicken, steak, and fish and vegetables. Now, the weekend carb load was where it really came on. Not unusual to gain up to 10 pounds. Most of it water, but in the muscle. Losing most of that, going back to keto during the week, but it was always a net gain, you know, a pound or two, sometimes more. And on November 2nd, 1995, never forget it, a couple days after the World Series, or if there was one that year, I tipped the scales at 252 pounds after 6 months on this diet and 10 years under the iron. Today, my body weight is anchored somewhere in between the 215 and 225 range, right, depending upon how much I'm eating and squatting. And unless I'm forcing myself to do something that's really out of my comfort zone, that's where I stay. That's the range where I stay, no matter what I do. The downside is it's hard to get smaller. Now, you may be coming from me, you know, you're going to think that's weird, and it does still sound weird to me. But there reaches a point in a man's life when carrying an extra 20 or 25 pounds above what nature intended, muscle or otherwise, isn't the wisest of decisions. When I'm talking about longevity, about my son and being around for him, the problem I'm having is this. I can't lose weight like I used to. And the muscle I've built over decades wants to keep me anchored in my current range. Now, sure, I know all the tricks about how to diet, right, and train and supplement to lose 20 pounds and keep as much muscle on as possible. That's easy enough. But the problem is this. That's not my body's anchor weight, right? It would likely take another 10, 20, or more years of artificially suppressing my weight around the 200 mark, 195, for it to be seen as my anchor again. And as someone recently pointed out to me, I'm scared of dropping the suit of armor thing. You know, I didn't like hearing that. But it was spot on. I don't know who I would be without it. So if you are building today to be 200, 250, maybe even 300 pounds or more, be careful what you wish for. Put as much hard work into growing a healthy self-worth outside the gym as you do in it. Because maybe it's your golf game. Maybe it's a coaching a sport. Maybe it's even coaching your son. If you do things like that, you're going to be much better off mentally and physically at 40 and beyond, and a happier person to be around too. It's important to think about the people around you, so don't forget that. It's important stuff.
No, it very, very much so. You know, I'm listening to you, and I had so many different thoughts because I think this journey for everybody ends up being the same thing. You know, muscle at all costs.
Yeah.
You know, damn the torpedoes, you know, charge right in. And then at some point in time, usually after a couple injuries, and especially compounded by hitting goals, and
right.
You feel like, you know, now it's time to be sensible. And
Well, the thing is, if somebody came to me and said, Rob, I'll give you $1 million if you drop 20, 25 pounds of muscle, I don't think I could do it.
You couldn't do it or you wouldn't do it.
I don't think I could. I mean, I could starve myself. It would depend on how long, obviously. Could I do it in 6 weeks? No. Could I do it even in 10 weeks? Probably not. Could I do it over a much longer period? Sure. So throw somebody in a concentration camp and starve them long enough.
Which is my argument whenever people talk about genetics and obesity, by the way. I got to share something with you, and this is kind of comical. Because, you know, I'm not the most politically correct person in the world, and it's not because I'm trying to shock people, but when the truth is blaring in your face and the truth offends people, I kind of feel like, well, people who are offended by the truth need to get a grip because it's the truth, right? So I was having a conversation one day and with some people who are very involved in bariatrics and stuff like that, and they were giving me the whole genetics, you know, is the cause of obesity. And there's more going on here. It's not just about eating. And I said, have you ever seen pictures of prisoners in a prison camp or even in a concentration camp? And that, you know, and that, as soon as you say those words, it's like, oh my God, this guy's about to touch the third rail.
Yeah.
You ever see a fat one? You ever see a fat you ever see a prisoner? His name was Mort. Everybody hated Mort because everybody was starving, but Mort seemed to keep gaining weight, even though he was only eating a crust of bread every single day. Mort just kept on gaining weight. Mort was at 300 pounds when he got out of the prisoner camp as a prisoner of war. No one could understand why Mort kept gaining weight while everybody else shriveled up and nearly died. Then I would believe in genetics. Then I would say, yeah, you're right. Some people are genetically predisposed that no matter how little they eat, they continue to get fat. But until I see a fat, obese person in a prisoner of war snapshot or a concentration camp snapshot, don't tell me that it's genetics. Now, I understand that some people may be genetically encoded to exploit calories to a different degree and partition them in different places than others, where some people put on more muscle and some people put on more fat. But at the end of the day, if you starve both of them, they'll both get skinny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. You don't see pictures of fat concentration camp victims.
No, because you can't gain weight if they're not feeding you. If you're starving, you're not gaining weight. It's not a result of genetics. It's a result of how your personal body and your food choices collide or coincide. That's it. End of story. So I had to get that in because I just thought that was humorous.
No, that's a fair.
So you're not you're not offended by that, by me saying that?
Hell no.
I hope nobody in the audience was offended by me saying that, but it's just an observation. I came to this observation when I looked at my father, Carmine Benedetto Lenora, graduated from PS 157 in Brooklyn, New York. And I have a picture of his high school graduating class. And there are two things that I notice about his high school graduating class. The first is they were all, these people all came from impoverished immigrant families, but they all had suits and ties on and nice dresses on. Number one, everybody took their graduation seriously and dressed appropriately. Number two, there was not a single kid in the picture who could even be considered overweight, never mind obese. Not one, not a single one. And that's when it dawned on me.
It's telling, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the government goes round and round in circles trying to answer, find answers to the obesity epidemic, and it's right under everybody's nose. It's called your mouth. Shut it more often and eat less with it. So there you go. Rob Regish, CoachRobRegish.com. Go there and show some love. Also, don't forget Brooks Cubic. Today was a first in the near 10-year history of Superhuman Radio. We had both Brooks Cubic and Rob Regish on the same day. Don't forget to go to BrooksCubic.com to learn more about their writing. Thanks a lot for being on the air today, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
All right, talk to you soon. And at that note, we're ending the show, and we will see you tomorrow because tomorrow's Friday. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. We hope you tune in then. Lots of fun things to talk about.